Hello?
Hello, this is Mary, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
No. Honestly, I don't think they are. Crime's at an all-time high and everything else, so I don't know.
So can you tell me, maybe you think it is right track or wrong track with that?
Do what?
Right or wrong, I'm sorry?
Right or wrong? Wrong.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Crime rates and murder.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
How would I rate the what?
I'm sorry?
How would I rate what?
The economic conditions in Hector County.
Good.
I'm sorry?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. And in 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Same.
Same?
Yeah.
Thank you. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate Hector each in Hector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one says, availability of quality healthcare. Do you think this is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Poor.
Thank you. And welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Good.
Thank you. And the availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Thank you. And the availability of cultural opportunities such as a theater, museums, or music?
Fair.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and good job growth?
Good.
Thank you. A natural beauty and physical setting?
Fair.
Thank you. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Good.
You say good?
Yes, good.
Thank you. And being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
Thank you. And public transportation?
Fair, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, and restaurants and entertainment?
Good.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Poor.
Thank you. Quality of the public schools?
What's the worst one you can put? Poor?
Yes, poor. That is it.
Okay, very poor.
Okay, thank you. And public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Thank you. And offering job opportunities in your field?
Excellent.
Thank you. We are moving to the next question. And now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first say, people like you, that is excellent, good, fair, or poor living in Hector County for you.
Fair.
Thank you. And retirees?
For retirees?
Yeah.
Fair.
Thank you. And for young and single people?
Fair.
Thank you. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Fair.
Thank you. Racial and ethnic minorities?
Good.
Thank you. Families with children?
Fair.
Thank you. And people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
You say fair or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And immigrants from other countries?
Good.
Thank you. And recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Fair.
Thank you so much. We are in the 59% of the survey completed. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay the same.
Okay, thank you so much. An economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Are you very familiar or somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very.
Very familiar?
Yes.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County?
Oh, really? Not much. Are you myself, too?
You say very confident or somewhat confident?
Not very.
Not very? Not at all? We can say not at all confident or not too confident.
Yeah, not at all confident.
Okay, thank you so much. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Thank you so much. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Okay, thank you so much. We are in the 73% of the survey right now, Ms. Thank you so much for your time. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you so much. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area? We have an options over here. They are poor economic conditions, / lack of jobs, / low pay, / greater opportunity elsewhere. And the next say, family reasons, / retirement. And the other say, poor educational opportunities from them or their children. The next one say, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues. I'm sorry. Lack of...
That one.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school graduate.
Thank you so much. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you so much, Miss. And what is your age?
I'm 42.
Thank you. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes, three of them.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White slash Anglo, Black slash African American, Hispanic slash Latino, Asian, or other?
Other, Native American.
You say the white or other American?
No, other Native American, Indian.
Okay, thank you so much. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
No, thank you. And is your annual household income more than $25,000 or $25,000 to $39,000 or $40,000 to $74,000 or more than
$40,000 to $74,000?
Okay, thank you so much. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you so much, Miss. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself as a female?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
County.
So that is a no.
No.
Thank you so much, Ms. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important to us. And thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful day, Ms. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.